the Vancouver Green Building Products startup that called itself the fastest in Canada to reach a $1 billion valuation is under court-ordered protection from creditors. B.C. Supreme Court Justice Michael Stevens appointed KSV Restructuring on January 11 to monitor Nexi Building Solutions Inc., which owes creditors more than $112 million. Stevens' order under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act bought time for Nexi to seek interim financing of up to US$750,000 and granted a stay of proceedings against the company until at least January 22, when the next hearing is scheduled, to protect Nexi and related companies and their directors and officers from legal action. Nexi's January 10 petition to the court said it owes senior secured lenders Powers Court Investments 25 LP, Trinity Capital Inc. and Horizon Technology Finance Corp. US$79 million and equipment lessors, trade creditors and landlords $6 million. Assets include equipment, accounts receivable, contracts and intellectual property worth a total book value of $69 million. Nexi, according to the petition, requested the stay of proceedings to implement a sales process that the petitioners believe will enable them to restructure and implement a transaction that will benefit their creditors and stakeholders, and in particular will provide greater benefit than a forced liquidation or a bankruptcy. Nexi markets the proprietary Nexite paneling system, a low-carbon concrete alternative produced at its factory in Squamish, BC, for customers like Walmart Stores Inc., J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Starbucks Coffee Company and AECOM. As of December 20, 2023, 142 people were employed by Nexi, 75 in Squamish, 62 in Vancouver and 5 in the U.S. Nexi owns various companies under the Omicron Canada Inc. umbrella, which employs 160. The affidavit from acting CEO William Tucker said several senior executives departed between August and December, including CEO Stephen Sidwell, Manufacturing Executive Vice President Brian Carter, Investor Relations Vice President Todd Buchanan and Finance Vice President Bonnie Daw. Tucker's affidavit said he and Chicago-based Senior Executive Advisor David Bryant are the current members of senior management. The Nexi website still shows former Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson as the Executive Vice President of Strategy and Partnerships. Nexi requires additional funding to pursue its growth and business strategy. Historically, Nexi had funded growth through equity and some debt financing, said Tucker's sworn statement. Currently, Nexi is not able to raise additional capital through equity and the senior secured lenders are not prepared to advance additional funds without a clear path to the sale of Nexi's business. Tucker is also the CEO of Omicron Canada Inc., the residential designer and builder Nexi acquired in 2021. Nexi owes Omicron, which Tucker called self-funding and profitable, $4 million. According to Tucker's affidavit, Nexi has raised $125 million since 2019, but costs have been high relative to revenue. It expected $14 million total revenue for 2023, a $7.1 million increase year over year. It has four ongoing construction projects nearing completion, expected to bring in $8.3 million, and six under contract where work has yet to begin. The Omicron companies have 67 contracts in progress worth $150 million before costs and another $110 million worth of contracts. Last August, according to Tucker, InvestCorp Green Limited invested $5 million in Nexi and, by November, the company had an $18 million term sheet for an investment from unnamed strategic investors in the Middle East. Unfortunately, shortly before closing, one of the investors terminated its involvement and the investment did not proceed, said Tucker's filing. Losing access to these funds significantly limited the petitioner's options. In September 2021, Nexi issued a news release that said it had reached unicorn status in less than 31 months. The same announcement heralded Procter & Gamble CEO David Taylor's appointment to the board and promoted support from actor Michael Keaton and Super Bowl 47 MVP Joe Flacco for expansion in Pennsylvania. Twitter.com/BobMackin